in debate because I don't have a uterus. That doesn't change the fact that I believe that the nature of a human being is such that male or female, we should be left to make our own individual...
Aaron, we'll go straight to the phones in a second. The number, of course, you already know, 877-443-2366. 877, the numeral 4, head-on. Email to bob@headonradio.com. I need to mention from time to time a hearty welcome to all the new listeners coming in via iTunes over the...
This is the Quality News Network. 14 U.S. soldiers were killed today when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed during a mission in northern Iraq. Military authorities and witnesses say the helicopter experienced mechanical problems. A suicide bomber slammed a fuel truck into a police station in northern Iraq this morning. At least 28 were killed, 91 wounded. A weakened Hurricane Dean is picking up strength in the oil-rich Gulf of Mexico and is expected to make landfall later today northeast of Veracruz. Damages from the storm have been extensive, but fatalities seem to have been restricted to the Caribbean, where 13 were killed. Japan's defense minister warned his country's opposition party pulling the Japanese support operation out of Afghanistan would send the wrong message to terrorists. Japan's mission ends November 1st if not renewed. The Pentagon announced it will shut down a program which collects information about civilian activities surrounding U.S. military bases. Critics of the surveillance say it targets anti-war protesters. Chief of Intelligence for the Defense Department recommended suspension of the program. In Oakland, California, a federal judge ruled yesterday the Bush administration broke the law by failing to issue mandated updates on the impact of global climate change. The judge ordered the White House to produce the information by March. An overwhelming 74% of American voters rate government ethics and corruption as the most crucial issue in the upcoming presidential election. And that's according to a recent Rasmussen poll. Congress's approval rating is the lowest recorded in more than 30 years. The new Gallup poll says only 18% of Americans are happy with the job Congress is doing. An indefinite six-city curfew has been ordered by Bangladesh's military-backed government following pro-democracy student demonstrations in which one protester was killed and more than 100 injured. In Minneapolis, efforts are accelerating today to clean up debris from the collapsed Twin Cities Bridge. This week, the 13th and final body was retrieved from the wreckage. The death toll from rain-swollen flooding throughout the Midwest has climbed to 22. Soggy residents began assessing damages as the stormy weather yesterday pushed into Ohio. Gold is trading at $668.20 an ounce. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
This is Beyonce.
For a performer, a smile is an instant reward. And once you've seen the smiles on the faces of children at Shriners Hospitals, you'll know why the Shriners have been providing their world-renowned medical care to kids for over 80 years at absolutely no charge. At Shriners Hospitals, innovative research and teaching programs are combined with specialized services and treatments for kids with orthopedic, burn, or spinal cord problems. For more information, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Every night, Jack Thomas camps out on a cold, lonely street corner. Tonight, some people almost brought him something to eat. Someone almost drove him to a shelter. Another almost brought him a warm blanket. And Jack Thomas, he almost made it through the night. Sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. But that's the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. Visit don'talmostgive.org. A message from the Ad Council.
Authorities today raided a Beijing chopsticks factory and arrested its owner. The facility apparently collected used chopsticks and sold as many as 100,000 pairs daily without disinfecting them. Walmart announced tests reveal the presence of toxic melamine in Chinese-produced dog treats the store recently removed from its shelves. Customers had complained their pets became ill after eating the chicken jerky treats. Google says its YouTube internet site will now feature video advertising. Google bought the video sharing site last year for $1.65 billion. Staples recorded an 11% surge in quarterly profits on sales of $4.29 billion. The world's largest office products retailer credited strong growth in overseas markets. The Target department store chain beat Wall Street expectations by posting increased earnings 12.5% higher than this time last year. Quarterly revenues were listed at $14.67 billion. Saks narrowed its quarterly loss to a little over $24.5 million. Quarterly sales increased 15%. Analysts say the upscale clothing store has concentrated better on serving its demographic. Light sweet crude is trading at $69.83 a barrel, silver at $11.90 an ounce. There's more on our website at qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look. Right across the board.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
Hey! And welcome aboard, everybody, to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. It's Wednesday for most of us, and, well, it's Thursday for me, but that's always the case. I'm always way ahead of the rest of you. No, I'm just kidding. welcome aboard, everybody. It's another wonderful day of broadcasting here at the Head On Radio Network as things start falling off of my computer rig here. What the hell was that? Oh, power supply. Never mind. Jeez. Where was I? Before it was like an avalanche over here. And there's not even any cats in the studio causing havoc. I don't know why that happened. But anyway. Oh, geez. Where am I? I don't know. I'm in Sydney. I don't know, I lost the plot for a second. Anyway, we got a heap to do today. We got a really cool track of the day. Something given to me by a mate of mine a couple weeks ago while I was out doing some of the old rock pig work, which was good fun to do some of that again, and I think there might be some more of that coming up again. And but anyway, we got green stuff, we've got some censorship stuff. I got sent a few things yesterday from a few different people that I found really, really, really disturbing. Just to kind of open up first, as we know, even though Bush is trying to suddenly become the environmental guy, which we know is a ploy and we know is a joke, and we know most of it's spin because, you know, energy companies, coal companies, oil companies write our energy policy, and, you know, when they first came into office, they loosened environmental controls and, you know, all these things. And from the Huffington Post yesterday, and I do believe Texas Betsy sent me this, The courts have said the Bush administration has broken the law and must produce a global warming report. And it says, District Judge Sandra Armstrong in Oakland, California, said the U.S. government unlawfully withheld action required under the Global Change Research Act of 1990 to update a research plan and scientific assessment of climate change. The law mandates the research plan should be revised every 3 years and the assessment every 4 years. The last research plan was in 2003 and the last assessment was published in 2000. Greenpeace International and two other environmental groups who say the U.S. government suppresses science on climate change sued in November seeking a court order to produce the report. And it's really sad when, you know, you have to force a government to produce reports on something that affects people's lives so directly. But then again, we know these guys don't give a damn about you or I. They only give a damn about their profiteering friends, their own personal interests, and the death and destruction that seems to just, you know, pulse through their cold, dark little veins. It's a sad thing. And there's more of this kind of news. Let's see, over here from the Raw Story. And I'll get into the heart of this after we come back from the first break. Top Bush forestry official faces contempt and possible jail. Okay, you know, I mean, it really gets frustrating. And I know I've been not avoiding, but I haven't been doing a whole lot of green stuff lately, only because it's been a whole lot of the same old, same old. I mean, we know what's going on. And there hasn't been a whole lot of new huge research. We're kind of like in a bit of a lull. We have APEC coming up here in Sydney soon, where they're going to come up with some sort of environmental proposal with the countries involved in that group, challenging the Kyoto Protocol, and it's all games. In fact, George W. Bush's lead environmental advisor is in the country at the moment, and he was on Late Line the other night, and it was just a bloody spin fest. And I'll tell you, the guy was such a good performer that if you didn't know better, you would have actually thought that this jerk cared. But, you know, when challenged on the issues of censoring the science and whatnot, he said, no. It wasn't censoring, you see. It was clarifying and combining all of the science together to make it concise and clear, don't you know? That's just nuts. That's just nuts. And it was just an absolute spin job. And Tony Jones on Late Line, you know, I think at one point I did catch him rolling his eyes. However, there were some interesting things that he had to say about. He actually almost said that we need to have, you know, actual targets, and that he didn't say that they'd be coming up with targets out of these meetings. However, you know, it was that thing, you know, well, we're going to have discussions in which to base more discussions, in which to have more discussions, into which that we might consider at some time considering coming up with targets. However, he did talk about the 50% reduction by 2050 as being something that should be considered. But however, he would not speak for the president on what he might want to do. And the one thing that I can't stand is when people say things like, you know, how George W. Bush and John Howard are leading the way on environmental policy, which is just such crap. It's absolute crap. And with that, we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we'll get into this little forestry official story. And our track of the day, and I think you're going to dig this, we've got some pretty unique Bruce Springsteen coming up for you. So stick around. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice, and we will be right back after this.
Driving faster in my car, falling farther from just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and lie some more. These conversations kill. Falling faster.
This is Bill O'Brien with a message that pretty much defines Concord University. It's from Emily Dickinson. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any coursers like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppressive toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. Respect for learning, a mission to deliver education that touches souls, consideration to what students can afford, career rewards that pay dividends far beyond the dollars earned. At Concord, we've never crossed that important line between the business of education and education as a business. The first is extremely serious. It changes lives and connects with the moral and the spiritual. We're good at that. The second is no less serious. It raises ethical concerns, however. We avoid that. Concord University, the frugal chariot that bears human souls. Call the Concord Admissions Office, 1-888-384-5249.
As I understand the conflict right now between the President's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us there are things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop. Right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black. And if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe, are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
About hamburgers or steak, Elijah Muhammad or the welfare state, but I know.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And that was a little bit of Sublime, a little bit of a track about a classic rapper by the name of KRS-One, who was one of them, you know, guys who said, you know, lyrics should not, you know, just be delicious, but they need to be nutritious. He was into feeding the mind, and it's a great little track, that one. Okay, getting into this thing. From the Raw story, I guess this might have been yesterday. As if it wasn't bad enough for the Bush administration already, contempt charges are flying in Montana. The administration's top forestry official has been ordered to explain why the U.S. Forest Service failed to analyze the environmental impact of dropping a fish-killing flame retardant on wildfires or face contempt of court. Agriculture Undersecretary Mark Ray would then face jail unless the Forest Service assented to a court order enjoining the environmental review. Noting that Ray had blocked implementation of an earlier review, U.S. District Court Judge Donald W. Malloy ordered Ray to appear in his court October 15th, unless the Forest Service completes the analysis before that time, the Associated Press has written. Forest Service spokesman Joe Walsh told AP the agency was working on the analysis but couldn't say if the secretary would meet the deadline. Ray did not respond to a request for comment. An environmental group, Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, filed the lawsuit in 2003 after the Forest Service chemicals killed more than 20,000 fish in Central Oregon. Adds Bernard, in 2005, Malloy ruled that the Forest Service violated Endangered Species Act and the National Environmental Policy Act when it failed to go through a public process to analyze the potential environmental harm of using ammonium phosphate, a fertilizer that kills fish, as the primary ingredient in fire retardant dropped on wildfires. It seems as if the government is playing a not-too-funny game, betting that the court will be forced to grant the additional time and hoping the irony of the timing will be overlooked, the judge wrote, according to Bernard. Okay. I mean, you know, we know about phosphates and the water stream. I mean, this is the whole thing about detergents. You know, but here, you know, and I can hear the, you know, the argument from a Kool-Aid drinker going, yeah, but we had to put the fires out. Did you want it all to just burn? No. However, you need to be responsible in the actions that you take. And in all the raging wildfires that we call bushfires down here that we've had, I think all they ever used was bloody water. You know, that's what the water bombing helicopters are for. What are you doing spreading chemical fertilizer and fire retardant and killing? I mean, you know, it's like, oh, you care about the fish more than you do the humans and the property. It's like, well, you know what? It's really not that. It's about the responsibility to the whole thing. You know, that whole planet kind of thing, that whole ecology kind of thing. And, you know, and you wonder how they come up with these things. You know, did someone make money because they could sell them this stuff? I mean, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. But, you know, it begs the question. When water's free, and, you know, why do this? It makes absolutely no sense to me. And, you know, this is just typical of this administration. And it's typical, unfortunately, of governments these days. You know, don't challenge me, and I am above the law. And, you know, I was having a thought, you know, we're gearing up for this federal election over here, and they keep talking about, you know, leaders, you know, and electing good leaders. And then I started to think about it. We're not actually electing leaders, are we? We're supposed to be electing representatives. People that represent our views. So this whole idea of electing a great leader and these candidates have to be great leaders is actually dishonest to the heart of the process. And maybe this is where one of the ways that we go fundamentally, absolutely pear-shaped in the political process. You're not supposed to be electing people that will lead and dictate. You're supposed to be electing people that will represent and carry your concerns into the debate. for you? Or am I nuts here? Am I crazy? Am I being stupid? But I was really thinking about this because there's always this, you know, a strong leader. And, you know, that just starts to make me think of, you know, the Simpsons when they get sucked into that, you know, flying saucer cult, you know, the leader, the leader, the leader. Oh, dear leader, I've been splashed by more of the leader's dirt than you were. I am more honored. It's, you know. And it just keeps making me wonder, you know, how misguided the entire thing is in just the way that we go about it, or that we've been trained to think about our political process, that we're not, I really don't think that we're supposed to be electing people to lead us. We're actually supposed to be electing people that will follow our lead and take it into the process. And I wonder if this is just one of those places where we have fallen apart. And with that, I think actually this track of the day kind of applies. Now, I don't know how I missed this album, but I did. And I was out on this gig, and a mate of mine, Banksy, got talking, and the subject of Springsteen came up. And he goes, "Oh, have you heard this new Springsteen?" And I go, "Oh, the Rising?" He goes, "No, not that one." And I go, "Which one?" And he says, "We Shall Overcome, the Seeger Sessions." And I was like, "Huh? Say again?" And he says, "It's all traditional Seeger songs." And I went, "I must have." And because this company that he works for does a whole lot of work with Sony BMG, suddenly I was handed a copy of We Shall Overcome, saying, "Here, you should have this." And I said, "Yes, I should. Thank you very much." So, and the other night I finally pulled it out and I put it on, and I was playing it, and Gail's just going, "Wow, this is cool." And I reckon it's just brilliant. And it's engineered just unbelievably well. And so, you know, Pete Seeger was involved in this. It's just brilliant. So, without further ado, Bruce Springsteen, the title track from We Shall Overcome. Roll it, Bob.
Hey, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Darling, me in my heart, yeah, I do believe we shall overcome someday. We'll walk in. We'll walk hand in hand.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Vlad, Wally, and Goofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. Just stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. For most Americans, this will come as no surprise. You're still earning less today in real terms than you were back in 2000. But now the stats are in, and they don't provide any solace. This is the worst things have been since the end of World War II, as far as declining wages go. Meanwhile, those making $1 million or more who are in the top 0.25% of Americans accounted for 47% of the total income gains from 2000 to 2005. This is redistribution of income at its most inverted and lopsided. It's neither natural nor just. No, this tilt and bloat follows directly from the Bush administration policy. His investment tax cuts gave more than $21 billion, get this, to the top 0.001% of the population. Those in the bottom 90%, well, you averaged about $318 each. You remember in Fahrenheit 9/11 when Bush told a tuxedoed and pearled group of rich donors that some people call you the elite, I call you my base? Well, he's rewarded that base handsomely, and he just doesn't care about the rest of us. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Tired of the catfighting between the left and the right? You'll want to listen to America Back on Track. America Back on Track from the Quality News Network is a true alternative, a new national radio voice for people who put America before political party and special money interests. America Back on Track is for people who want to restore the values that made our country great. Quality, integrity, purpose, compassion, humility, and strength. America Back on Track delivers the news and perspective, engaging listeners with intelligent interviews and stimulating commentary. Wouldn't you rather hear smart people talking about new directions instead of ideologues pushing their propaganda? Tune in to America Back on Track weekdays at noon Pacific right here or online at thequalitynewsnetwork.com. America Back on Track, our ticket to a healthy and productive future.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And, okay, switching gears a little bit here. Like I said, I got sent a few, a couple of disturbing stories. Now, one of them I don't actually have a link for, but I've reprinted this on the show post, and I'm guessing this is an email from Reporters Without Borders. And here you go. U.S. web hosting provider GoDaddy suspends 10 Chinese human rights sites without warning. Reporters Without Borders today called on U.S. web hosting provider GoDaddy to explain why it suddenly withdrew hosting for several Chinese sites specializing in human rights in China. According to a report on the news website Boxin, around 10 Chinese human rights sites were suspended without explanation on the 17th of August. The situation of online free expression in China is difficult enough already, so foreign companies need to act with the utmost transparency, the Press Freedom Organization said. One cannot rule out the possibility of Chinese government pressure on companies hosting websites that are already blocked in China. GoDaddy's silence leaves too much room for doubt. GoDaddy noticed that about 10 Chinese sites, including ChinesePen.org and HuangKeys6410Wang.com on the 17th of August, that they could be suspended because of a server problem, and asked them to provide log-on passwords within 72 hours so the problem could be investigated. Why the hosting company would need the log-on passwords, I don't know. Because I run web hosting, and if I have a server problem, I've never had to give log-on details for my hosting to my hosting provider. They don't need them. The sites were nonetheless suspended later the same day. Boxin report disputes that the server problem mentioned was a significant issue. GoDaddy gave no explanation for the suspension and instead told the site owners that they would now have to... go through a reactivation procedure that takes several days. But meanwhile, any site that remains disconnected for more than a day or two is considered dead. One of the editors of the Boxin site told Reporters Without Borders that the suspension of the human rights sites may have been the result of pressure from the Chinese government or what passes for standard business practice among internet service providers. He condemned GoDaddy's failure to provide the sites with information. And that ain't the worst of it. The other story, this one just really blew me away. Now, all of you know about probably the single most popular blog hosting platform out on the web today is WordPress. The Horn site is run on WordPress. Almost every blog I've ever built is run on WordPress. And Matthew Muhlenweg, who is the original coder of the original Coffee to Code, which became WordPress, after the thing got so solid and they created a multi-user version, they built WordPress.com. And there's over a million blogs on WordPress.com. as a wonderful alternative to, say, Blogspot. Well, here you go. Every single site on WordPress.com has been blocked by the Turkish government. The entire thing. Matthew Muhlenweg, founding developer of the popular WordPress blogging platform, has received a letter from the lawyers acting on behalf of a Turkish Islamic creationist, Adnan Oktar, claiming to be responsible for the blanket ban on blogs hosted on the WordPress.com blogging platform in Turkey on August 17, 2007. The Turkish Fatih Second Civil Court of the First Instance blocked access to all WordPress.com blogs in response to a suit filed by Adnan Oktar's lawyers on the grounds that blogs hosted on the platform published allegedly defamatory and unlawful statements about their clients. The court's decision resulted in Turkish internet users being unable to access more than 1 million weblogs hosted by WordPress.com. And in a statement from the attorneys, they say, "We have applied to you to remove the unlawful statements regarding my client, Mr. Adnan Oktar, in your blogs. The number of our attempts to inform and warn you regarding these defamation blogs must have been at least 20, many times through your support page, a couple of times to your legal department, and we've sent a regular mail to Mr. Matt Muhlenbig. Most of our attempts were unanswered, so we become obliged to apply to Turkish judicial courts to stop the defamation executed through your services. By the decision of the Fatih Second Civil Court of First Instance, number 2007/195, access to WordPress.com has been blocked in Turkey. It has also been reported by Monsters and Critics that the court ordered Turk Telecom to block few specific websites, but when the authors of those sites moved to allegedly defamatory content to other blogs hosted on the WordPress.com domain, we applied to the court that all websites of WordPress be blocked." Now, you know, this is just, you know, it's just, it's no good. This kind of thing's just no good. Now, I've had some people say, you know, this doesn't doesn't surprise me coming out of, you know, Turkey. And that may be true. And Bob tells me that this guy who has the complaint is a complete nutter nut job. And, you know, so there's no surprise here. However, you know, this is where fundamentalists are a problem. Fundamentalists of every color and shape, because they don't like being challenged whatsoever, and they don't like truth being put out there. Now, I have no idea what the content was that was so objectionable. However, in this same piece, WordPress and the Guardian, the Guardian comment is free has also been pulled. But folks at WordPress, coders and developers, have sent out to Turkish bloggers and viewers different domain name settings so they can get around Turkish Telecom. And one of the coders is working on a way to break the block, which I think is very, very interesting. I kind of have an idea how they might go about that. It's far more complex coding than I would be able to do, but I have a concept of where this could be done. Now, then, on the same idea. And this one comes from the wondrous Gene, and I don't know if I can, I can't exactly repeat his little tagline on this link in my email, because this particular subject really, really, really gets under that young man's skin. It says, "Comcast is starting the tiered internet, whether we like it or not." Sunday afternoon, there's a piece here. This is from actually the Ubuntu Linux site, ubuntu-tutorials.com. And he starts telling a story, saying, "Sunday afternoon, I finished setting up a dedicated torrent server for seeding Ubuntu ISO images, which is a disk image. I do my best to hand out all the CDs I can, but I also figured I could make use of the bandwidth I have to do the same. Once I got that idea, I realized I had access to two Comcast connections where I could drop in two more of these rTorrent appliances. So I got to work setting a second one up and dropped it on the network at my dad's house. Wasn't I surprised to find that my seeds weren't taking off? After some quick Google searching, I found that Comcast is cutting torrent connections nearly across the board. All across the internet, people are complaining about Comcast not letting them seed anymore, and many of these for completely legal material. I know BitTorrent is associated with a lot of pirating. Hell, so is FTP and whatever other protocol you want to drop in here. It doesn't mean that it is only used for pirating. This doesn't mean that there aren't legit reasons to use the efficient protocol. Apparently, Comcast doesn't see it that way. The way I see it, it is the first step towards a tiered internet. Whether or not any such thing is approved in legislation or by consumers, Comcast doesn't care. They are simply cutting off access to part of the internet, plain and simple. And I completely agree with this. Yes, torrent has been used for a lot of pirating, but I do know that there are a whole lot of people that deal with large files in business, in development. Coders on different parts of the planet, you know, may have a huge package that they're working on with somebody else. So they use things like BitTorrent to be able to move their files back and forth as they do their work. And so you're already paying for the bandwidth with your ISP service and your hosting service. This is where that whole argument where the big telcos say, if you ain't paying for the bandwidth, you can't use it. Well, we are. I am a hosting provider of websites, and I pay for a server at a server exchange where there are a whole bunch of servers where they pay for a big fat connection for all these servers into the grand internet. This is all paid for. So it's a completely disingenuous argument when it comes to this whole, well, if you ain't paying for the bandwidth. No, it's about controlling content. It's about wanting to make sure that their content is easier to get to than your content. And if you want your content as easy to get to as the big guy's content, you have to pay extra. And this is not what the internet is about. And we know that none of the politicians, or very few of the politicians, actually seem to get this. And it's really sad when you consider the fact that how many politicians are trying to utilize the internet to their advantage as a vehicle for their campaigns. And so, you know, this is, I totally agree with the writer here, and they don't actually have credit who wrote this piece, which is really unfortunate. But this comes out of, you know, Ubuntu. Now here you go. This is from a Linux site, and this guy was putting up a free for all operating system. Okay? Something that is completely legitimate, completely legal. You know, everyone should have access. You shouldn't have, you know, and it's one of the most popular free operating systems out there. I've run a test install with it. It's a beautiful piece of work. It feels very much like XP for a reason. You know, so many people know Windows. It's not ripping off anything that has to do with Microsoft. In fact, the thing that everyone has to remember when it comes to the whole operating system game, XP, Vista, Mac OS X are all written on Linux and Unix code. Underneath the hood is Linux. And a lot of people don't realize that. You know, there was a big hubbub when Apple first made that move, but it was a very smart move because it opened up Apple to being able to have the availability for developers all over the world to write software for Mac OS X. And it's the reason that you now can have certain applications that come with one cross-platform install. Okay? Can work on all systems. Because when you get down into the guts of it, it's all about the Penguin. You know, so I mean, this is absolutely legitimate content that this guy is finding that Comcast is going, Nah. We're not going to make it that easy for you to get that free operating system so that you can be part of the great wonders that are the web. Because you haven't paid someone for that right. And I find this really disturbing. I'm so glad that Gene sent this. A little further down the piece, it says, I would not be surprised at all to soon hear that Comcast will allow BitTorrent traffic for an additional fee if you really want to use that protocol. You can pay us more, but otherwise we won't deem it as part of normal internet usage. Once that starts, what is to stop the avalanche that will happen next? If you want to access YouTube, it really uses a lot of bandwidth, and we weren't expecting most people to use more than casual browsing and email. That'll be $5 a month additional. Thank you very much. If Comcast is able to start cutting off access to internet protocols, they are already to the tiered internet that will only become grounds for corruption and extortion. Who will be next? The telecoms like the idea of a tiered internet because they can then extort both sides of the product. Since they are the middleman, they can charge more to the consumers for access to the whole internet and charge more to large domains and take payouts from big online powerhouses to provide better or preferred access to them. You know, what happens when they decide that because we here at the Head On Radio Network aren't paying them for the proper pipe in their eyes, and they start limiting connections to White Rose, to the Head On Radio Network, you know, to Raw Story, to, you know, I mean, all these independents. But we already pay for the service, you know? Why? This is that thing. They might be the middleman, but the big server exchanges, you know, like my parent hosting company that I hire my server from, pay their internet provider for a massive connection and massive amounts of bandwidth. So it's paid for. This is extortion. It's just because they can do this that they will. And he makes a great statement here. He says, the internet needs to stay open, the whole internet. Not the convenient internet, not the bandwidth-friendly internet, not the bribed into becoming the new internet, the whole internet. All protocols, all sites, all networks. If Comcast is allowed to continue cutting off even one protocol, we've already lost. Voice your opinion, contact your local office, complain, make some noise, switch providers. And he says, until then, I'll be getting these two Comcast connections switched to a competitor. It may be a slower internet in my area on DSL, but at least it's the whole internet. You know, this is the beginning of everything that we've feared. You know, I'm waiting for when, you know, an example over here is I've built a site for a job hunting service. And so we have a little job board going, and it's very specialized. So what happens when the job site that's owned by Fairfax Media decides to slow down or limit the amount of connections that can go to that particular website because it's not search.com.au or seek.com.au? Well, you know, their one. It's just complete and utter. Just it opens up a very, very scary window on a very subtle form of censorship. When you really get down to it, it becomes censoring content by limiting access to it. You can only have
what we want you to have. And I find that frightening. So with that, we're going to wrap it up pretty soon. And but before we go, before we get out of here, we've got a couple minutes left. Bob will get into this later on in his show, I reckon, but I figured I'd get it out there. There's been talk about people wanting to do, you know, we've started this whole donation thing that we never wanted to do. However, the response has been rather overwhelming when we first launched it, and people have asked so that they don't have to go, you know, every month and put in something that people who want to regularly support, they wanted subscription ability. And as of last night, you will see now on the Horns front page, you will see four new buttons for reoccurring subscriptions. And there's and they've got cute little names: Rock, Paper, Scissors, and the Hammer. So, you know, if this is something that you were looking to do, one click, one process, and for a year, your payment that you've decided you want to do to help keep this thing going will just happen all on its amazing little own with PayPal. And for all the people that complain about PayPal, I don't understand that, because I've never been able to get anybody to actually give me any detail with what their problems are with it. Because I found it to be an immensely useful service, and I mean, with things that I do for my living, it's been a wonderful thing. And their little bit of fees, hey, you know, how else can I end up getting paid from people who I host sites for in many different countries, like, you know, in a flash, regardless of currency? I mean, it's just, to me, it makes sense. I think it's a great... Oh, it's founded by right-wingers and all of that, but I'm sorry, I can't buy into that all the time, that just because, you know, if it's out there, you know, and it's a good service, and it's not like they say, you know, I can't use it because of my politics. It's just like the 1 billion bulbs campaign thing that I have on the website. That's actually from a right-wing site, but hey, it's the right thing. It might be a right-wing site that put it out, but they have the right idea. They're doing the right thing, so I'm going to support that. I might not support everything else, but they're doing the right thing there. Anyway, with that, yeah, if they come up with a liberal PayPal, we'll use it. Okay. with that, we got to get out of here. Thanks to Bob for producing. Thanks to Ben Birch for the streaming and the archives. Thanks to Scott Berry from B1 Louder for the music. And thank you to Banksy for today's track of the day. Thank you to the mods and the bloggers for everything that they do for us, and the carpenters for everything that they've done to get us launched and going and all of that. And thanks to you for being here. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an I can be.
May not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new ocean.
The implication that the administration obviously made is that war was the only option left, that the only way to contain Iraq, given the threats which intelligence was suggesting were there, that we really had no option. Now, Tenet is confirming what Richard Clark...
This is the Quality News Network. Analysts expect another dark day on Wall Street. The failing subprime market and worldwide credit crisis is battering stocks globally. Thursday, Wall Street stocks posted their biggest one-day decline since February. The Dow closed down 387 points. Hope is dimming at Utah's Crandall Canyon coal mine. This morning, rescuers punched a hole through to the place. Six miners have been trapped for 4 days. The microphone threaded through the hole was greeted by silence. In Minneapolis, divers have recovered three more bodies from the wreckage of the highway bridge that collapsed last week into the Mississippi River. A U.S. helicopter was brought down in a small Sunni village south of Baghdad today. Two U.S. soldiers were injured. Security remains tight in northern Baghdad for a pilgrimage expected to attract as many as a million Shia. Travel bans and curfews remain in place. 2,000 Iraqi police are on patrol. The UN Security Council today will debate a U.S.-sponsored resolution seeking to expand the international organization's role in Iraq. The UN will be asked to increase its involvement in attempts to reconcile battling factions within the region. Charges have been dropped against two of eight Marines accused of murdering 24 unarmed men, women, and children in Haditha.